Proclamation number 5078 of 3rd of March, 1951. Prerequisite for truth, love, desire for truth, free will. If people lack the right realization, it is always a sign that they also lack the warmth of love, the fire which radiates the light. Anyone who desires the truth will be supplied with it, because I will not leave such desire unfulfilled. Therefore, anyone who does not know the truth has never looked for it either, because Roman 1, as the eternal truth myself, also allow myself to be found by the seeker. Every person who intellectually seeks to fathom something certainly believes that he desires the truth. However, his intellect cannot achieve it. The heart has to be involved, and this means that I myself have to be called upon for support, because then I will express myself through the heart and convey the pure truth to the seeker. Without love and desire for truth, without my support, a person will never attain realization, and therefore you can very easily recognize the fellow human being's relationship to me, even if he has a teaching activity. You, who are taught by me myself, who receive my word from above, have extensive knowledge and can certainly speak of true realization. Therefore you will also notice how much error is spread in the world. You will clearly and distinctly recognize it as error, and you will want to present your gained knowledge to those who are in error. You will also be able to do so because I myself support you, because I want the pure truth to find its way in amongst people. But stay away from places where people insist too much on their knowledge, for you won't achieve much there because the will for the pure truth no longer exists, but they only want their knowledge to be the right one. You would have a difficult time there if I did not support you by putting words into your mouth with which you can make them suspicious. They will not be able to answer you with real wisdom, but only make use of learned words which are not quite clear to them themselves if you desire information about them. And yet, truth is accessible to every human being, it merely requires the will to know it. However, where the will is bound by presenting a spiritual good as truth and making its recognition obligatory, pure truth can hardly find its way in, for the human being is unable to recognize that he thereby hands himself over to the adversary who wants to have his tribute paid. Darkening of the human being's spiritual state. If a heart full of love, desire for truth and a completely free decision of will are required to attain the right knowledge, to possess the pure truth, then it can be seen from this how rarely people live in truth, for these prerequisites for it are rarely present, which will one day be obvious. Humanity walks along in complete blindness and could put itself into possession of the pure truth with the full inner conviction of what is conveyed to it as truth from above directly or through messengers. Yet love is increasingly growing cold amongst people, and this means that truth is also increasingly rare to find, because truth is inconceivable without love, because it is only given to the one who lives in love. Amen.